of Wildian Tausch begins now. And it begins where I promised it would. The 15 Packers who regressed the most in 2024 based on their Pro Football Focus grades. And again, let me reiterate, I'm not saying that those grades are the end-all, be-all, but they are one measure by which you can look at players. Tausch, I asked you to give some thought to this, who you thought might be on the list. Who are the first few players that sprung to mind for you? Jair Alexander, not on the list.
Okay. Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark, very much on the list. Kenny Clark, based on purely his grade number, his grade in 2023, 70.4, his grade in 24, 60. So a regression of 9.6 on his grade. Okay. But that the eyeball test showed that to you, right? Not as impactful, not as consistent, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that Rashawn Gary will be on that list.
Rashawn Gary is also on this list. His regression was 6 points from his 2023 grade. He went from 66 pressures in 2023 to 49 in 2024. I would say that, the arrow pointing the wrong direction the year after an ACL tear. You would have expected those numbers to be switched, would you not?
You would. You would. So, you know, he is on that list. Is Lucas Van Ness, I don't know how many reps you need to get. He regressed, I would think.
He did as well. He's right behind Kenny Clark on the list of regressions.
And for as much as we, you know, will push back on Pro Football Focus, there is a value to it. The league, most of its teams pay Chris Collinsworth for their services. So, you know, if they're not getting any value out of it, they wouldn't do it. So I don't want to completely poo-poo it. But also, Green Bay, correct me if I'm wrong, the only coaching switch that they've had has got rid of Rebrovich, right?
Correct. To this point, yes.
That tells you a lot. Mm-hmm. That tells you a lot. And especially coming from, Matt LaFleur doesn't like firing people. We've seen this
before. He does not.
So that position, I think you'd probably go through the rest of that group. And I don't know, T.J. Slayton felt like to me he got better. But did he regress also?
He has the greatest regression, again, based on grade, of any defensive player. A 62.3 grade last year, a 43 grade this year. Now, here's the weird thing, and Zach Cruz points this out in his piece on the Packers Wire. ESPN Analytics saw it like you did. Slayton was rated as the best defensive tackle in football based on run-stop-win rate by ESPN. Pro Football Focus gave him poor grades against the run. So I don't know what to do with that.
Well,
do you?
We'll find out when Green Bay decides that they're going to pay him.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to.
You don't? Why, what makes you say that?
I don't. I think there is the good Lord only made so many big people, right? Ted used to talk about that, and Goody believes in that. I think you saw the frustration with him with the penalty he drew at the end of the Eagles game. I just think that they view him as a guy that is nice to have if you're paying him next to nothing because he's a fifth-round pick, but you're not going to pay someone who shows that kind of behavior big money. That's my guess. I don't know that for certain. That is me making an educated guess, but I think they probably let him walk.
So are there any defensive linemen that didn't regress? Enagbare.
No, Carl Brooks did. Enagbare's on the list too, although he regressed less than others. Basically everyone regressed, including Preston Smith, who was down by 9 points at the time of his trade to Pittsburgh, and then was inactive in their playoff game.
Hmm. Yeah.
Leading the way with the greatest regression statistically, Luke Musgrave.
Yeah.
That is, for me anyway, a big time mystery. Like, I understand why
he was injured. He was injured.
That was part of it. But In training camp, I remember doing the show from the sideline and saying to you, it doesn't feel like Luke Musgrave has done anything this camp. It's been all Tucker Kraft all the time. And remember the previous summer, oh, we're talking about he's the fastest in terms of miles per hour, what he runs. Oh, he's making plays left and right. And frankly, he played a ton as a rookie before he had his lacerated kidney. And Tucker Kraft barely played. They're like the Seinfeld episode where George and Elaine basically switch spots. Right? I'm becoming George. That's what's happened. And also Ben Sims also regressed, according to this Chipotle Ben.
Musgrave, I think, is a combination of all the stuff you just mentioned. I'm not giving up on him.
I don't think you should.
I think that's going to. It's obviously a huge year for him in his development, and you'll see where Green Bay looks at from a draft standpoint. If they go after a tight end, that kind of tells you probably deuces be, because you know Tucker Kraft will be. Once he's extension eligible, he'll be a guy that they keep. Feel very confident about that. So the receiving position would be the other place I'd really question. I don't know how Jair didn't regress. He didn't hardly play.
Well, he played, he seemed to play well, right? I mean, he had the pick six in Tennessee. I'll look up his grade here on Pro Football Focus while you continue to talk.
So the receiving spot, I don't know if there's anybody that – elevated themselves.
Romeo dropped in his grade. Dontavian Wicks dropped both in terms of his grade and the dropped passes. Nine drops, the highest drop rate in the league. Jair Alexander's 2024 PFF grade, 75.2, which is in the green category, which is good. He was 24th out of 223 cornerbacks they graded. He just didn't play 10 games.
So where did we have any wideouts that didn't regress?
We do not have Christian Watson on this list, but Bo Melton is on this list. Romeo Dobbs is on this list. Jaden Reed regressed, again, by only 1.6. He had 10 drops, according to PFF, so he actually overtook Dontavian Wicks for the team lead there. But his regression was less than compared to others on the list. So,
is that the most disappointing part of the season?
That Jaden Reed did not become a breakout star?
The receiving group as a whole.
Yeah.
The receiving group as a whole.
33 drops. Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, 7. That's a lot of difference there.
Big difference to overcome, and then you add the rushing yards and everything else. Where did Jordan Love regress, according to PFF?
He did. I'm glad you asked. His grade dropped by 7.8. And this is what Zach writes here. On the Packers wire, after producing 37 big-time throws in 2023, Love only had 17 in 2024. That's a pretty big drop in big-time throws. His turnover-worthy percentage.
Why are you putting it in air quotes?
Because it says big-time throws in quote marks in Zach's story.
Okay, well, you could just say big-time throw. It's like Jerry Jones yesterday saying, championship, a drought. 30 years is a drought, Jerry. It is. Green Bay's in a championship drought.
I could do a different hand gesture if you would prefer. His turnover.
Don't bother me. Yeah.
His turnover-worthy play percentage, which, again, turnover-worthy play is also in quotes. He was plagued by 26 drops on his throws, so that factors in as well. On the plus side, he averaged more yards per attempt, had a better adjusted completion percentage, and lowered his pressure to sack percentage. So, again, his grade dropped as well. If we're looking at all these names, they are all big-time names, most of whom got paid big-time money. Kenny Clark, Jordan Love, Rashawn Gary. Have we been soft on these guys and said that they progressed more than we actually should be saying that they progressed in 2024?
I don't know who you've talked to. I haven't thought any of them progressed. I thought the D-line...
I meant as a team, as a whole.
I think there are some guys that did. It wasn't enough, and it wasn't the guys you needed to. Now, I tell you this all the time. When Ted came down to tell us that he had fired Mike Sherman, one of the only times he addressed us as a group, in essence, he basically said, you know, all this stuff, he put it on him, which I appreciated, but he also made sure it was very clear that the core players on his football team didn't play up to the standard they needed, and that's why we were 4-12. Best 4-12 team of all time.
I've heard that.
But
yeah.
This group did not, its veterans and guys they count on by paying a bunch, did not perform to the level they needed to for this team to take the big jump that they needed to.
Yep.
And if they don't do that again next year, they're going to be gone. A lot of these guys. And in turn, there's a lot of things up in the air about what direction you go with this team. Because Goody has shown, you know, it used to be you'd get a pretty good runway to develop and, you know, draft picks and all this. Goody's gotten a little shorter fused. Uh-huh. As he's gotten older and as he's watched his teams come up short, he's a lot more cutthroat than Ted. Uh-huh. He is going to make moves a lot quicker and maybe even rasher. And for the listening audience, I am air quoting that too, rasher, because I think Goody sees it, realizes it, and saw the success he had by going out of pocket to bring players in. It's a new era, and I will not be surprised if Goody doesn't go out and do a splashy pickup. Somebody just tweeted at me, and let me pull this up. Who's Goody talking to first guy at the Senior Bowl?
I'm guessing a defensive lineman.
No.
A corner.
Who do you think the old Gutenator's talking to down there? He is talking to Raiders personnel folks at the Senior Bowl.
For those of you not on the video stream, now that Tausch is back on the video stream, he's bringing out his windy, the circling fingers motion. The Max Crosby trade ready to be commenced, consummated, moments away, or maybe not. Maybe they're just standing by each other. Yeah, great. Interesting.
So let me tell you something. I'm looking at this picture. There is a lot of room and a lot of people standing by themselves in this picture, watching people work at the Senior Bowl. Goody cozied right on up.
Cozied?
Right on up.
All right.
So, Alec, thank you for sending that. Mark Gregory, thank you for sending that. And he has the same ideas. Max with two X's.
I'm sorry, who sent that to you? Never mind. All right, we need to play trivia. Hunter, I can only hope.
It better be Gerald Ford.
No, I was told that it's Wisconsin Badger trivia. That was before Jesse left.
You
that was his instructions.
By Jesse.
By my boss.
Jesse ain't here. Jesse's out on the ocean blue.
I understand that. But he still is my boss, even if he's out sailing the ocean blue. Like, that doesn't change. So I was told it was Wisconsin Badger trivia, so I did Wisconsin Badger trivia.
Wow. The fact that Jesse's anyone's boss is just...
The fact that you are adhering to Jesse's, and I quote, rules...
Okay, I'm picking my battles.
And I quote...
This wasn't...
Insane.
This was one where I was like, you know what? I'll follow his rules here. I'll find a better spot to rebel. Me going Gerald Ford trivia when it's supposed to be Badger trivia today, I didn't feel like it was really that big of a jump. So
you've... Just to go through our schedule this week, because this is what our fans want to listen to. We've got Riley Yauch. We had him yesterday. We have him Friday.
Yes.
He's always been a Friday guy.
Yeah. We have Wooly, Ryan Wollersheim, the sommelier, tomorrow.
Correct.
And you have the Tuesday-Thursday shifts.
Yep. It's a palindrome week.
Hannah.
I get that.
Very well done.
Thank you.
So I am telling you now. Did Jesse
Why
give
didn't
you any
air quote palindrome though? That's now that we're air quoting everything.
Oh, sorry, palindrome week.
Thank you, Hunter.
That's pretty good, actually, Hunter. Well executed. So, did Jesse give you any express instructions for Thursday's trivia?
I don't think so. So I'm pretty sure I'm good to go.
We are telling you, Gerald Ford, bring it on.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But that's not today. Today's Badger trivia.
Correct.
Which caller would you like?
Let's go caller number 11.
Hunter will take caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 11 to play Wisconsin Badgers Trivia Tuesday trivia. And if you're driving around Wisconsin with someone other than Tausch, and you want to get a snack and maybe pee, you know you're stopping a Quick Trip.
Well, life is busy. Quick Trip gets it, and whether you're craving fresh coffee, a tasty bakery, or a quick grab-and-go meal or snack, Quick Trip is your go-to. Variety and quality fast service. Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better. Clean restrooms, if you need to pee on a drive, to fresh groceries and everything in between. Quick Trip's got you covered. Plus, they got ATMs and free air for your tires. Those aren't the only perks. Check out Quick Trip's appetizers. Crispy tornadoes packed with bold fillings. Or do you get those zesty mini tacos or bite-sized? Ooh, totally irresistible. Don't forget to take home and bake a freshly made cheese mountain pizza. It's $9.99 or $6.99 for the thin crust. Plus the Quickery white bread. It's 99 cents a loaf. Get apples and oranges and pears. Oh, my! For three for $1.49, make dinner a breeze by grabbing Kitchen Cravings 80% ground beef, 16 ounces for $2.99. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead or pick up curbside. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Bruce in Bayview. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are very good. Thank you for asking. Tausch, are you going to play along with Bruce again?
No, I'm going to take off. I'm going to take the week off.
Okay. I like the sound. Well, then, yeah. That's kind of what I meant by play along. Then you can nod and you can guess yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to play along. Yeah. I love playing along.
All right. Glad
Bruce, I like helping. I'm a helper.
Awesome.
Look for the helpers. That's what Mr. Rogers taught us. All right, the category is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Question number one is this. Which former Badger started for the Utah Jazz last night against the Bucks? Was it A.J. Storr, Micah Potter, or Ben Brust?
I'm going to go with Micah Potter.
That's a good answer.
Utah. The Jazz. Yes, indeed. Correct. One for one. The two Utes. Yeah. Question two, Bruce, is this. It was announced yesterday that which former Badger safety would be returning to the Denver Broncos as the team's defensive backs coach. Is it Jim Leonard, Joe Stelmacher, or Chris Maragos?
I'm going to go Maragos.
Tell him, Tausch.
Bummer.
Jimmy boy.
Jim Leonard, indeed, continuing with the Broncos after getting some interest for defensive coordinator jobs throughout the league. All right, let's bounce back, Bruce. Alliteration there.
Yes, sir.
Question three. With a 5-4 win and a 4-4 tie against number 10 Michigan, which Wisconsin sports team is ranked for the first time since October 21st? Is it men's swimming, men's hockey, or women's sevens rugby?
I'm going to go men's hockey.
Correct.
Do we have a women's sevens rugby that is... that's not a sanctioned NCAA sport, is it, Hunter?
I don't think so. I just came up with a random sport.
Can't wait for Gerald Ford trivia on Thursday.
Did Jesse let you do that, Hunter? Did he let you pick a random sport?
Really? This is what this is going to be now? Wow. Okay.
Oh, boy. We got some breaking news.
Oh! What do we got?
First, let's say goodbye to Bruce. Bruce, thanks for playing. You got three entries out of the possible four because you got two of the three questions right. You'll have three entries on Friday, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you.
The Jaguars have interviewed a candidate for their defensive coordinator job. That person is currently on the Green Bay Packers coaching staff. I will tell you who he is after Tausch tells us about Kohler Services and what they can do. Just like the Jaguars are renovating their coaching staff, Kohler Services will renovate your restroom.
That was a great tease by Jason, but if you're not looking for a tease, you want a great quality company to get your bathroom or shower redone, let's go. If you've been putting it off for a while, now is the time to get that bath or shower remodel. Turn to Kohler Services, family owned, 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life, and this month only, $1,000 off your Luxtone shower remodel and no payment financing until OT26. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. But you know that's always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll tell you who that coach is. Tausch is intrigued. I've piqued his
Very
interest.
Intrigued.
We'll tell you who it is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Hunter, the Jacksonville Jaguars have just completed an...
That was fun. I love it. I'm going to say this. He's a quirky fella.
Quirky is a good word.
I am on board. I think if Green Bay doesn't win the Super Bowl, I want Jacksonville finding a way. Quirky.
Well,
he's a quirky dude.
Perhaps Anthony Campanile will help him do that as his new defensive coordinator, Liam, just completed an interview per the Jacksonville Jaguars Twitter feed with Anthony Campanile as the candidate for their defensive coordinator job.
Duval.
Creepy.
Yes, indeed.
His linebackers were pretty damn good. He certainly got Edgerrin Cooper ready to play. Edgerrin Cooper deserves most of the credit for playing as great as he did. It's not Anthony Campanile who made him really good and tilt the field, but Eric Wilson was good. Quay Walker was the best he's been, right? You got good production from Isaiah McDuffie. Didn't get Tyron Hopper involved necessarily, but...
Duval.
Let's get to Warner Lee.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Walker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take my five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Whoa, Hunter.
Duval.
Has that made it into a hotkey?
It has.
Yeah, I had
that ready to go today.
I love it.
I knew we were going to bring it up. Yeah, he's a weird guy. I wanted to play some audio. I got nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
There's just nothing else there. Like, it's weird. It's weird. He did a better job later on, though.
Quirky's a really good word.
Yeah. But I wanted to play some audio from a different press conference that was held yesterday.
Ooh.
This is... owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
To some, and it might be couched as a less than glamorous hire. What I would say to you is I got here taking shots and not shoddy shots. I got here taking shots. Good things have happened. Let me tell you something. There's some stuff to be had over there where not many people go. To say the very least, I'm all in here.
Can you really say that you're all in when you hire the offensive coordinator from the head coach that you just fired and an offense that was really bad and stale and easy to defend, and all you've done is wait to re-sign a quarterback to overpay him and overpay a wide receiver that you had to wait longer to re-sign? Can you really say that you're all in? By the way, for anyone that doesn't know, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm not mad at all.
If you had no idea, if you're tuning in for the first time, Hunter is a bitter, bitter Cowboys fan.
I'm tired, man. I'm just tired.
Duval, come on over. Join the Duval team. Jerry Jones butchered this whole thing, and Mike McCarthy called his bluff. Now, Jerry is sitting there, and he is a gambler. Maybe he can bluff some fans and media folks by thinking his pocket twos are going to hold up. They're not. We all know that. And he's continuing to sell it. I didn't buy anything he just said there. I think Jerry Jones, and this is going to... I think he needs to become a full-time actor. Let Steven take over.
Only
let
playing
his daughter,
himself.
I can't remember her name. Let them run it. You're just going to be an elder statesman, and you go and you reboot either Dallas or another Western Texan show and showcase that beautiful acting ability that you have. Finish your career strong as an actor, because he proved it. He's going to win an award. And I think that's his next calling. It's time for him to pass that torch down to Steven and his team.
Charlotte Jones is the person you were looking for.
She handles more of the real estate marketing side of the organization. I know far more about that family than I ever wish to.
Duval.
The only question I have, Tausch, is so Mike McCarthy called his bluff, but Mike McCarthy is probably going to end this cycle unless somehow he gets the Saints job. He was an assistant there for a long time under Jim Haslett. He will end up without a coaching job. Is that okay?
Yep.
Does he still win by not having the Cowboys job?
Winning's all relative. I mean, he'd like to coach, but if you're going to coach for the same owner and feel kind of pushed around and Unappreciated. How you handled your business this year. Unappreciated. Yeah, winning is by sometimes telling somebody to blank off. And that's what happened here. I don't think he got fired necessarily, Hunter. It was more of a contract non-renewal.
Yeah, they just couldn't
potato, potato.
Yeah, it was the length of the contract was the issue. Jerry wanted a shorter-term deal. Mike obviously wanted longer-term. The stuff I saw was that he was even asking for, if you got Dak for 4 more years, give me those 4 years with Dak. Because then, like, obviously that's kind of that group's window.
Right.
And then at that point, let's move on from there. Jerry didn't want to do that. He wanted more flexibility. So
what did he want,
okay.
2 years?
I think, yeah, that was kind of what I had heard. And that's all Twitter rumor. But
so as a Cowboys fan, because, look, Packers fans are frustrated, right? It has been since the 2010 team under Mike McCarthy as the number 6 seed with a broken down right tackle on injured reserve for the playoff run and Brian Bulaga starting in his stead as the youngest player to ever start a Super Bowl, won a title. And that feels like a really long time ago now. 15 seasons have passed. How do you feel as a Cowboys fan? The Cowboys' last Super Bowl title was the 1994, 95 team?
Would have been 95, yeah. It's exhausting, and I think one of the things that makes it even more exhausting for me is the false narrative that every Cowboys fan is like, this is our year, this is our year. It's more like you look at the guys that they have on paper and the talent that they consistently put out on that field, and you're like, yeah, they should be able to compete with most teams in the NFL and at least show a competitive team. And then the second they're in a big game, they don't. So it's just exhausting to have this team that you're like, they're not that far off from a roster perspective, but Jerry Jones either trades for Roy Williams and the dude doesn't show up at all, or he doesn't do anything in the offseason and says that Derrick Henry somehow wouldn't fit your scheme. Like,
Which he did say, tired. By the way.
Yes, that's a direct quote. It's so bad.
Can you ever quit the Cowboys?
No, I talked about this on Mr. Irrelevant, which you can watch Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12:30 on our YouTube.
Really savvy. Yeah. Who's the host of that show?
Alex Strofe. He's fine. The producer's really where it's at. When I got married, the pastor talked about two things for me. The first was he mentioned how I work in radio, and when you hear at the beginning of the hour, we call them legal IDs. It identifies where you're at. And he said, you need to have your legal ID be in God, and that will guide you through your marriage. The second thing was, you have been a Cowboys fan through everything. Be like that for Sarah. It's going to be hard. You're going to be frustrated, but be like that for your wife. Be loyal to her and stick with her. And that will get you through your marriage. So the fact that I had a pastor talk about my Cowboys fandom to me and tie it to my faith and my marriage, I can't leave. Like, that says a lot about me if I leave. So I'm here, man.
I think as long as you show the commitment and loyalty to Sarah,
I know.
If you'd like to leave the Cowboys, we're not going to hold you to that.
I know.
There's always Duval, if you'd like to switch.
Duval.
So was that at your request, or did the pastor know you well enough to know?
He's my godfather.
A long-suffering.
Yeah. He's my godfather and my dad's foster brother, so he's known me my whole life. So that was very easy for him to come up with kind of the two things to direct, have very specific to me.
Whoa, Hunter.
Whoa, Nelly.
One really quick one. Last night, the Duke-NC State game, a Duke player threw up on the floor and a fan passed out in the stands, apparently because it was so hot in Cameron Indoor. Like, it's 2025. How are buildings that hot when you know you're going to have thousands of people in them?
I don't know.
The person didn't pass out from seeing the vomit, right?
I don't think so. Separate incidents.
Do you get, when you see someone else throw up, do you start to feel that same urge?
I don't. No.
I just remember being in school, and if someone would do that, I then started to feel nauseous myself. And then they had that diamond dust that they would spread around to cover it up.
Oh, the smell of that was awful.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay, that's Woe Hunter for today.
We covered a lot.
Sometimes the Cowboys make you want to throw up.
Yeah, almost every Sunday.
So are we okay with a coach that's quirky? Like if you, let's say we convinced Hunter to abandon his Cowboys fandom and he declared himself a free agent like Michelle Smallman did, which again, there have been some critiques of her commitment to her new relationship with the Packers. Would you be uncomfortable with Liam Cohen's quirkiness as a fan? Are you a believer that he's a smart enough guy based on his track record that he's going to be? This is another example of what we were talking about earlier, that if you move on from someone, you can always do worse, too. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do better. And the Bears have proven that. I don't know what he's going to do down there. But Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. Seemed to be a pretty good coach. Maybe it's the place, not the coach, that's usually the problem. Fair or unfair?
Well, maybe it's more about Trent Baalke keeping him and then firing him to bring in Liam Cohen, and Liam Cohen telling the Buccaneers he's going to stay and then he leaves. That's the quirkiness and all that. I mean, biting kneecaps, Sirianni doing that whole crazy deal. Everybody thought, wow, these are two crazy hires, and they've had the two of the better teams in the entire league. So
you're right.
I don't judge all that. It's about the actual substance behind it.
Yeah.
I don't want vanilla. Blech. Bring me something. If you want to be quirky and Duval or whatever, bite kneecaps. Be smart, be authentic, and be right. If you have those three things, you'll probably be all right as a coach.
So is our guy Big Mike Vanilla? Like if New Orleans were to hire him as their next coach?
Oh, he's smashing watermelons in camps. I don't know.
He's like Gallagher. The twist. He's got a little bit in him, but there's still that vanilla.
He's a good football coach.
There you go. Twist cone.
All right, we'll wrap things up next after I tell you, look, if Hunter wants to make the switch in his fandom, let's say he just says, I'm done with the Cowboys. I'm going to be a Packers fan. I work in Wisconsin. I live in Wisconsin. I'm going to become a Packers fan. Well, there's one way to get him started, and that's with Packers checking. From Associated Bank, he can show his newfound fandom with Packers debit MasterCard, Packers checks, and 10% off at the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online to get his gear to replace all of his Cowboys stuff. Plus, he'd get all kinds of other great perks that comes with an Associated Bank customer experience, including credit monitor, early pay on direct deposits, the $50 overdraft grace zone, 30,000 plus surcharge free ATMs, and so much more. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Duval.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Tausch, help me out with this, because obviously I have not played in the NFL. But I like Anthony Campanile. I made the comment about how his linebackers played well. We were talking earlier about players who regressed, and there were a lot of defensive linemen on the list. Jason Rebrovich got fired. When you look at your playing experience, was it only Larry Bechtel and James Campen that you had as a position coach?
Joe Philbin.
So when you look at your career, how vital are those guys? And when you're playing for them, do you see that? Joe Philbin went on to become an NFL head coach and an offensive coordinator. Are you aware of how good they are? Like, are these linebackers saying, boy, I hope we love camp, but we hope he doesn't get the job because he made us better? Like, what's the view of a player?
Well, if you're a dirtbag, that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping your coach ends up getting to go live their dreams out, too.
Sure.
Yeah, selfishly, you want your coaches. You can tell coaches that are faking it and they're doing it. And most coaches that get to this level are in it for the right reasons. There's ego with everybody, no doubt, but a good coach is huge to the development of your, you know, Jim Huber at Wisconsin. Without him, and you know, the not only the personal side of it, but also the way he coached and how he handled his business and the demands that he gave you, give you an opportunity, a chance to have a chance. And Larry Bechtel was gruff, but he knew his stuff, man. He was a coach that knew his stuff. Campy's the same way. Campy is a little more of a, you know, from a personal standpoint, more of a guy because he played. You could have maybe more personal conversations, but it all comes back to you want them to be successful because you're going to be successful. And coaches need to push, demand, and then expect what they're going to get because their livelihoods depend on it too. So it is an incredibly, I think, probably one of the most overlooked parts of the NFL is the coaching that you get and how you develop your guys. That is what's, that is a big differentiator. And the guys that can stay at certain places and really build that culture and get it moving, Stoutland with Philadelphia, one of the GOATs, and look at his groups. That then gets passed down. It's like anybody that comes in, it's a lot easier when you have those things built in.
Even though we're now running late, that was great insight, and that's exactly what I was looking for. It was so freaking awesome.
Way to bring it up at 11:56.
Thank you so much.
Good work.
Well, we didn't even get the news about him until 11:40.
You're a nitwit.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
If Anthony Campanile gets the defensive coordinator job for the Jaguars, Hunter, what will he say?
Duval.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.